Reading. Dr. Sam Potolicchio is one of America's best professors by the Princeton Review, who was also named the future leader of American higher education by the Association of Colleges and Universities. He remembered the very day when the interactive artificial intelligence, AI, ChatGPT was introduced. Panic spread among university faculty, and many of his peers worried that AI could lead to vast amounts of cheating. His colleagues overreacted to the threat of ChatGPT because they feared that students would become unskilled slackers if they leave it to the AI to write reports and essays for their college classes. Dr. Potolicchio, however, thought it could lead to fairer grading of students. He thought it could also be an opportunity to rethink the way he educates students as they head into an uncertain future. A decent educator or university would use this as an opportunity to set firm policies, he thought, such as clarifying when AI use is allowed and when it is prohibited, and instructing students on how to cite accurately. He believed that such educators would also emphasize ethics, distinguish between learning and content creation, and be more vigilant against disinformation. While the advent of ChatGPT was certainly shocking, it is not hard to imagine that it will become increasingly popular. There is a familiar analogy. After the first cell phone was introduced in 1983, just 7 years later, in 1990, 11 million people worldwide were using cell phones. And by 2013, there were 6.8 billion cell phones in use. The rate of diffusion of new technologies in just 30 years is beyond our expectations. There is no stopping the evolution of technology. How fast will ChatGPT spread? And what impact will it have on society? From the moment it appeared, ChatGPT made it clear that competition between AI and humans is inevitable. In the labor market, however, machines and humans will have to find ways to coexist and work well together, rather than competing with each other. As technology evolves, the need for leaders with a humanistic ethos will also increase. In this age of disinformation, we need to develop the intelligence to distinguish the real from the fake. Dr. Potolicchio believes that ChatGPT will undoubtedly raise the bar for college education. It has been shown to return only low-quality answers if you ask low-quality questions. The more advanced questions we ask, the greater the results we will obtain. That is why we need to improve our questioning skills if it is to become an indispensable tool for intellectual work and to achieve overwhelming performance in the future. Before we fall behind, we will first need to acquire the literacy to use ChatGPT, since that may be exactly the skill needed in the world of the future.